I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon. Well, tomorrow we get back into our study in Genesis, and I'm looking forward to opening God's Word with you again in Genesis chapter 12. And that's where we'll begin the life story of Abram. And the story of Abram goes all the way through chapter 25. So we're going to be hanging in there with Abram for the next number of weeks in our study through Genesis. It's a very captivating story. It's also a very important story to have a good theological understanding of other parts of the Bible. When you come, for example, to Romans chapter 4, a great theological chapter in the Bible, if you don't know the history of the life of Abram, later who would be called Abraham, of course, chapter 17, verse 5, he gets a name change, kind of like the Apostle Paul did in the New Testament. But that's really a very important story to know, and it's important to know the history there of what happened in the life of Abraham. There's really four main characters when you get to chapter 12 of Genesis. There's four characters whose life stories are told in the remaining chapters of Genesis. You have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And so we'll start tomorrow with the call of Abram and his obedience to that call. Hebrews 11 verse 8 says this. It says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place where he would receive as an inheritance, which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." And that's in Hebrews 11, which is the hall of faith, the hall of fame of faith, we might call it. And so the description of Abraham's life is that he obeyed when he was called, and he went out to the place where he was called to receive as an inheritance without knowing where he was going. And so tomorrow I want to preach a message, and I'm going to give it this title, Obeying and Going Without Knowing. And we'll look at those first nine verses in Genesis chapter 12. You know, really, this is how we're called to live the Christian life in many respects. We're to obey the Lord without fully knowing how it's all going to work out. In fact, there's many times in life where we just have to trust Him. You turn a corner in life and something begins to happen, and you something unexpected, something you would have never expected. And so there you are. How are you going to live through a time where things are happening all around you that you never expected? And the answer to that question is found in 2 Corinthians 5, 7. And it goes right along with the study of the life of Abraham. And that is that we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't always get to see what's ahead. In fact, we don't get to see what's ahead. And we just have to trust God. He's called us. We do what He tells us to do. We obey Him. And we trust Him for the outcome and for the results. And so that's how we live the Christian life. That's also how a person enters the Christian life. A lot of times we don't think of it in these terms, but the Bible presents the gospel as something that must be obeyed. Romans chapter 10, verse 16 says this, "They have not all obeyed the gospel." And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, it talks about the time when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, and that day is coming. There's a day coming, and it may be very soon, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. And it says this, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so the gospel is something to be obeyed. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "The time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" And so the gospel is something that we're to obey. We're to submit our lives to it. We're to we're to really say about the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death for our sins and his resurrection, that our life is fully surrendered to that. We're fully committed to that great truth as the salvation for our souls. And so there's a sense in which we do obey it. We bow before it and we surrender to it. And we say, that is how I'm saved, is because of what Christ has done, not because of my own goodness, not because of my own works, but because of what he's done. That takes a submission, a surrender, an obedience to that truth. And so the question for every one of us is this: have we obeyed the gospel? And so tomorrow we're going to look at Abram as he obeys the call of God. And he did that without knowing what it would involve, but he had to just trust God for the daily details of the rest of his life and walk by faith and not by sight. And if you live anywhere near Grand Bay, Alabama, I want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow and hear this message. Come worship with us. If you're not already a member of a God-centered, Christ-centered, Bible-centered church, then why don't you come be with us at Grace Baptist Church tomorrow? We've been praying that the Lord would send us some like-minded families, families that have a desire to know the Lord and to serve him and to grow in grace and knowledge of him, and to serve him. And so if this describes you and your family, and you're tired of churches that are so man-centered, entertainment-driven, social clubs, you'll find a group of people at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, who are faithful to the Lord, faithful to his word, and faithful in their commitment to one another. And we'd love for you to come be a part. If you need more information about the church, you can find it elsewhere on this page where you're listening. Just go down to Grace Baptist Church, click on that link, and you'll find there where we meet, when we meet. You'll find what we believe, other information about the church. Or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. Well, I want to thank you for listening today, and now that you've listened, why don't you share the link with someone and invite them to meet you at Grace tomorrow morning? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing if you were sitting beside someone that you'd invited to church tomorrow? And so I want to encourage you to do that. There's nothing on earth like meeting with a group of people who are true believers and true worshipers who want to worship God together and open his word together and see what he has for them from his word. Lord willing, that's what we'll do tomorrow morning, and I hope to see you then. Until that time, may the Lord bless you. Hope you have a great rest of the day, and I hope to see you in the morning.
So